Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Two Drink Minimum, the only podcast on the planet that has won 3 NAA CP Awards. The gentleman in front of me doesn't need an introduction, but you know I'm going to give him one anyway, because it's goddamn Mike Ward.
I am Mike Ward. You are Pantelis, and the man here with the boobs.
The reason why we got those awards, Black Sidon.
Hello. What's an NAA award?
NAACP, it's the Black People Awards.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah. The NAACP stands for Black People.
Yeah.
Yeah. The N is the N word.
NAACP.
The N is the N word, then yeah. American.
They didn't even need the NAACP, really. They used to call the N awards, but they got in trouble.
NA was for the N word awards. And then they were like, it sounds like Narcotics Anonymous. We should change this.
But hold on. What does it stand for? It's an acronym, right?
It's it's National Association. The CP is for colored people.
Yeah.
National American Association of Colored People. That's what
it is. That is such a weird name.
That sounds more racist than anything anyone could ever say.
It really does, yeah.
It's like the United Negro College Fund.
Yeah, I hate that too. Every time I hear it.
Shouldn't we change that? Like, why is everyone looking at me funny because I call black people? And you're like, they're not black people, they're African American. Now let's give you a National Negro Award.
Yeah. Okay. That's exactly what it is. Jesus, it's so fucking right. Yeah, but for real, that's over the weekend. I don't know if you saw, they were handing out awards. And the only reason I bring it up, Mike.
Fucking Chris Rock was so good.
Such an OG.
Fuck. Yeah.
What did he do?
You know, Jesse Smollett?
Yeah.
He went on stage and he said, they told me not to do any Jesse Smollett jokes. And then he started doing Jesse Smollett jokes about how he'd fuck. What was he thinking? And I can't believe. What a waste of light skin. And then he was saying, you know, that he'd have a huge career if he was that light. And then at the end, he called him. He said, you're Jesse now. The I'm not going to call you Jesse. The you was for respect, and I don't respect you. Or I have no respect.
Yeah, he goes, from Jesse? No, you're just Jesse. You're just Jesse Small. No one's going to hire you because no respect. That's an OG movie.
Yeah,
that is gangsta.
Because someone needed... in that kind of a form, unexpectedly, to just talk about it. Like, look, we all know this is fucked up.
Yeah.
Let's just mention it. Let's just get off it. So it was nice that he said it.
Yeah.
Because most people are, people are coming out now, most people on the left, and they're like, you see, we're going to find out the details. He's innocent. Because the other excuse was, his attackers wore whiteface. Is that a real excuse right now?
Attackers wore whiteface? And then he got tricked?
His attackers that he paid by check? Wore whiteface, apparently now.
He paid them by check.
Allegedly, they wore whiteface, and he was tricked.
Who the fuck?
What? What? Wait, what?
Yeah, I love the whiteface is a thing now.
Yeah. It is the kind of plot that Poseidon would come up with.
Yeah.
It's a Poseidon plot.
Except I'd pay cash, not fucking check. What a fucking clown.
Pesos.
Fuck. Yeah.
With the bucket.
Yeah, what a fucking buffoon.
Yeah.
Jesse Smollett. And those guys... Like, what did they think that wearing whiteface are like just in case there's a camera?
They're gonna think we're clowns,
yeah. They're gonna see two mimes fucking beat up a homosexual.
But you know, I doubt they were even doing whiteface. He's saying,
now. No, exactly.
So, if they wait, but why did you pay them? So, you're telling me right now you knew them, they were training you. But because they put on whiteface, you thought they
were
hardcore.
You didn't recognize them?
So if I put on blackface now, you're going to be like, who is that? Is that Eddie Murphy? Is that him? Like, you told me you're not going to know it's me
in
blackface.
How fucking racist are you that you just see white skin and you automatically assume it's a white
dude? Some guy named Jeff. Some guy named Eric beat me up. Like, what are you talking about? Such a bad excuse.
Yeah. What a fucking piece of garbage.
Yeah. Apparently, Michelle Obama stepped in and asked for a favor. That's how this happened. That's why people are investigating.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Michelle Obama apparently asked one of the people there, like, can we help our boy Jussie out?
Really?
Yeah, and well, this can cause a shitstorm.
Was it the real
Michelle Obama?
Michelle Obama, or was she in whiteface?
No,
show up in whiteface?
She shows up in white glove. But no, she, like Mickey Mouse. But no, she apparently stepped in and asked for a favor, and now the FBI is investigating.
They're investigating Jesus. Her?
They're investigating the whole thing. They're like, this is... Because the charges were dropped and... No, the charges, they were all dropped and sealed. The case was sealed, which is suspicious.
And then Trump said he wanted it reopened, right?
Yeah, because like, this is... You can't do that.
But there's something fucked up about him stepping in and now her stepping in.
Stepped in first.
Okay.
She's the one who got him off.
Okay.
And then that's why Trump said, like, you can't do this or whatever, which is so funny when you have a guy like Trump being like, but I think that's illegal.
Yeah. You guys got to play by the rules.
Loopholes, but within the confines of the law.
Yeah.
But he has a fucking point.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Because then that's the privilege. There's no white privilege, no black privilege. There's white face privilege and money privilege.
Yeah. Well, white privilege, like, whenever you hear that, it's money privilege.
Yeah, it's not white.
Because there's no black billionaire. You know, that's having a rough time in life. Like, the only time you hear shit like that for someone that's super rich is when, like, Oprah a couple years ago went to Tina Turner's wedding, and she was like, I went into a store, and the lady said, you can't afford the purses here.
Switzerland.
Yeah, sorry, what?
It was in Switzerland, I remember, and it was Oprah.
Yeah.
You're right.
And then she was like, but I was like, yeah, but that isn't that bad. Like, when I hear racist things about black people, you seem to have it way better than like Rodney King did.
Yeah, she didn't take a beating in the purse store.
Yeah, she just got a fucking cunty Swiss woman said you don't look rich enough, and then, but the cunty fucking Swiss woman probably would have said the same thing to most Americans.
Yeah, not just a black one. Yeah,
yeah. Right.
But how was Oprah dressed in that scenario? Though was she dressed very?
She was wearing a hoodie.
Yeah.
And she had a boombox with her, and she was playing very loud music.
And she started break dancing on cardboard in the street. It was fucking bizarre.
Yeah, it was very. So she was doing that for 20 minutes.
She did the electric boogaloo.
And then she walked in, sweating. And they're like, "Madame, get out of here."
No, but what if she was wearing like a? Because you know the styles are different in Europe than in.
Yeah, this is Oprah Winfrey you're talking about. Yeah. They probably rolled out a carpet in front of her assistants when she walked in the store. It's Oprah. That's the weird thing about this is it's Oprah.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
The problem with Oprah is her assistants aren't white.
Yeah.
She would have had to send in a white assistant. And then people would have been like, oh shit, that black lady's got money.
You think that's what happened with the sales clerk? She's like, oh, three blacks just walked in here. Help me out.
But if she had hired one white person, I'm like, oh, okay, she can
But
hire
you,
her.
You, since you work with the public and you are, you know, you sometimes say things that are a little on the racist side.
Sometimes.
when you see a black people, do you think automatically that they don't have as much money?
No.
So, and see, he's way more racist than a Swiss woman.
Yeah, way more. So it is interesting. But I want to hear if could you imagine if there's a phone call of that? It's the Swiss calling the Swiss lady calling the police. I'd like to report a robbery. It's like, you're getting robbed? No, but I'm about to. Yeah. I've seen way too many movies. Yeah. I know how this ends.
What does the robber look like?
Like a thief.
Looks like that lady that hired Dr. Phil.
Yeah,
have you ever seen Dr. Phil? The lady that hired him.
And she could afford to buy that fucking town she was in.
Yeah.
That's what's funny about this whole thing.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. I think Oprah had bought, she ended up buying like the most expensive purse. So maybe this fucking cunty Swiss woman, that's her sales technique. That whenever you go in,
Oprah?
You're like, I want to buy that $4,000 watch. You can't afford that $4,000. Fuck you, bitch.
Give me the $9,000. Yeah. You know what would be funny if Oprah bought the most expensive purse and then took a shit inside it in the middle of the store.
Threw it at them.
And no, left it in there. Whoever wants can have it. That would have been some gangster shit.
Yeah.
Would you buy a $9,000 watch if you can afford it?
Of course. If I can afford it,
but it's a watch.
If I'm a multimillionaire LaFleur,
what the fuck is LaFleur?
What the fuck is a LaFleur?
I don't know. Gucci Mane says it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't another one of those guys just die? Nipsey Hussle.
Nipsey Hussle passed away. Yeah.
Passed away. I thought he was murdered.
He was shot.
Yeah, you don't pass away when someone shoots you in the face for a drug debt. Was it a drug related thing or?
I didn't read.
Is it
details?
A Swiss woman that hired a hit on that guy? He's like, these motherfucking blacks come over, they can't afford my purses.
But isn't it funny the way he said it? He's like, he passed away that night. He passed away. Really? What was it? Gunshot wounds.
Yeah.
What is wrong with you?
He passed away.
Yeah, I heard that he was a nice guy. Like, the community liked him a lot. He was an entrepreneur. He had his own... He was in his store. He had his own store. He was selling stuff.
Well, yeah, he made... like, he made a barbershop. He made a, like... not like a soup kitchen, but like a restaurant.
He was like a businessman, the guy. And so he was... And he was helping... And everybody loved him. And so this is, like, I think it's probably a robbery gone wrong or something.
Who the fuck robs a guy that runs a soup kitchen? You have to be a fucking piece of garbage to do that. Look at that motherfucking player helping the homeless.
Where's the Campbell's, bro? Where's the chicken noodle?
And apparently he had set prices to be like, because you know he's like a star, right? So he could like he could do what Kanye does with shoes and clothes, you know? But no, he made
and
it affordable.
And talk to them and say really weird things in public.
And but he made it super affordable for like the community. Like he helped the community a lot, apparently. So it was very loved amongst like, you know,
say it
neighborhoods.
Whoa, okay, that's where you went with
this. God, I was sweaty. I was like, oh fuck.
As soon as he said he was very popular, I was like, oh shit, neighborhoods. I was like, oh fuck, he saved it. He saved it, thank God, because we were
we just got canceled.
We were this close to getting in trouble by our sponsor, Planet Hoster, by the way. Planet Hoster. If ever you're looking for new words online, head over to planethoster.com if you need to host your website. I believe, Mike, they're one of the best hosting websites out there.
They are. I'm MikeWard.ca is on Planet Hoster. And then when we transferred the website to their server, whenever you move your website, it's always complicated. They took care of everything. They fixed all my problems. And it was funny because when I transferred the website, my emails didn't work at first, so I called them, and in 2 minutes, the guy was like, look, I'll download this, and I'll get on your computer, and I'll fix it for you. So he fixed it from my house.
That's
like
badass.
From his house to my house. And it was funny, because when he went on my Safari, he just wrote in, like, HT, and then as soon as he did that, it was like Pornhub, and and then he wrote, like, super fast, because he was embarrassed for me, and he didn't want me to feel like a piece of shit
that's hilarious.
Spends his days jerking off in his office. So they were very nice. They never told anyone.
Because you beat him to the punch.
Exactly.
Why don't you use, like, private mode?
Because he didn't know that he's gonna ask someone to take control of the computer.
I don't need to be private. I don't live with my mom. She doesn't fucking.
That's
go
true. Here's the thing:
in case somebody else uses it, like somebody. Imagine like you're sitting at a cafe and like, hey, could I search something?
So before Poseidon murders the ad even further into the ground, he doesn't need to do that because the people at Planet Hoster are not rats. And if you're not a rat, you head over to planethoster.com. You let him know that Poseidon sent you. Get that Poseidon discount. There's a Poseidon discount now. That's what I heard.
Really?
Well, we're going to find out when people say that Poseidon sent them. But for real, planethoster.com, we thank them for sponsoring this episode of the show. And we're going right back live to international culture specialist Poseidon.
You know what? I was thinking about the thing he said when you're in a cafe. Last week, I saw a picture of... it was an animated GIF of Hitler... kind of, I guess he was tweaking, like he,
twerking.
He was on something. Like, so apparently, like, so he's just like this, and he's fucking like freaking out.
Is it a real thing?
Yeah,
or
it was a real
Hitler?
Thing. I think it was at the Olympics. So he's just like fucking nervous, and he looks like a weird, fucking weirdo on speed.
Yeah, because normally he looks normal.
He looks fucking
he
normal.
He looks fine every other video.
So I showed that picture to a couple of people, and then I was on my phone, and then I was like I was talking to the waitress, and I just opened my phone, and then I see like
Hitler.
It's just Hitler, and I'm like fucking. I'm just. Because I look like a piece of shit that has Hitler as his screensaver. And then my manager did the same thing. Like, he opened, like, his phone, and then it was the same picture of Hitler. But it was on Hitler. Like, anyway, we looked like two fucking pieces of garbage.
Yeah, sometimes that's people funny. Also don't understand that we're fucking around. Like, I posted that photo on Twitter of Kramer at the Laugh Factory.
Okay,
and
yeah.
And I said, a lot of people ask who my idol is in comedy. There's just one guy. And then... during the show that I was talking about, somebody asked me about it.
Oh, really?
He's like, yeah, how come? Is he doing shows now? Is that what really? You really look up to what he said? And I was like, are we having this conversation right now?
Wait,
like,
I'm
why
confused.
Are you a comedian?
I'm surprised that people didn't go, because oftentimes people go, you do know he said some racist things on stage.
You're like, really?
Yeah, no, that's kind of the joke. Like, that's why I said I look up to him, because he's a piece
of
garbage.
But if you have to explain the joke, they don't. But what I like to, if people ever say that to me, whenever they try to explain something, I pretend that I didn't know, and that now I'm even happier.
Yeah.
Like, he said some racist things. Like, oh, really? Gotta buy his album. Maybe send him some money or something. This is great.
The funniest thing I saw people do was Mike Patterson when he was defending me when I was in court. And people would go up to him. And because of the joke I made about that little kid, and they were like, you know, Mike Ward. And then he was like, look, okay, Mike Ward's a really good dude. Yes, he had sex with that little kid. And he started talking to the people like he thought that I had sex with that kid, but I don't. And they're like, no, he didn't have sex. No, I'm pretty sure he had sex. Because people are fucking freaking out. He must have had sex. No, he did a joke. Oh, it's just a joke. Well, then fuck off. Who cares?
Fucking Mike, that's great.
He's amazing. Yeah. I was like, what's his name?
Mike Patterson. You know him. What's his name?
Mike Patterson.
Man's a legend.
Man is a legend.
Yeah, that's fucking hilarious. Oh, so he didn't. What the fuck's the big deal? And he's right. We society here overreacted big time on that. Like, we had nothing to get mad about.
No, exactly.
But your show, so last week Mike had, because he's been doing all his shows at Club Soda, he had his show where the press came.
Yeah.
And I got to watch it. And even the angriest of journalists who were trying to hold in their laughs, they held it in for your opening acts, and they were trying to act angry. And they tried to do it for you for about 15 seconds, and they started laughing.
Yeah, I was really happy. I got amazing reviews.
It was great.
Super happy. Very
it was great.
Happy.
I don't know if you can you hear my laugh from the stage?
No.
Because I'm very loud.
You are. The other day we were at the restaurant, and like I was outside, I could hear you from outside.
Yeah, I don't laughing. Do it on purpose. It's when I'm laughing like a real, it just comes out.
Yeah,
So I kept feeling bad. I go, Mike might start laughing because maybe like I know that stupid voice. No, why doesn't he shut up?
I didn't notice it.
Because your buddy that I was sitting with noticed it. He kept turning around. He's like, Jesus Christ, man.
It was very loud. And you have a very distinct laugh. It doesn't sound like every other laugh. It's like
it sounds like an animal getting tortured. You're like, someone's killing animals in there. So, yeah, no, it was a great fucking show. I was
Thank
very
you.
Proud of you.
Thanks,
and you had Preach open up, too?
Yeah, I had Preach. And I hate shows. I don't hate shows that have DJs, but I find it funny a show that has a DJ opening for them. So I have a fake DJ that does 30 minutes, and then I have two openers that Preach and Kristen Marasi. It was really fun.
And your DJ had a Gay for Swayze sticker on his laptop.
Yeah.
I noticed it from across the club. I was looking at the... get the fuck out. I started laughing.
Nice. I still have stickers in my car, by the way.
Yeah?
I have to place them,
on your fucking face beside
them. Oh, Jesus.
You know. Make it look better.
You have to put it on the, since this isn't behind the paywall, on the company that you work for, the rental car company.
Yeah.
Like, put it on a couple of cars.
Let him promote for us.
Your name's not on it.
Yeah. Patrick Swayze's is. He's going to get in trouble. And actually, mine and Mike's name are on every sticker. So we'll get in trouble. Nobody else. Yeah. Speaking of Preach. So over the weekend, I was with Preach. We're writing some stuff together, so we'll see him too. And we had Sarah Quinn Skype in. She's in LA right now, and she was in a cafe talking to us via Skype. She has the headphones on, right? She's in. There's a lot of people in there. You know how it is in West Hollywood. And at one point, she's not even loud. She's just laughing a bit at some of her jokes. Dude, somebody goes up to her
and goes, "Shh."
No, even worse, like the attitude. Excuse me, what's wrong with you? Like, how about you go book a hostel? How about you go book a hostel, bro? How hostile is that?
Yeah, that answer? Is very hostile.
Yeah, she got super, so then we hung up with her. We told her just go somewhere else.
Like, that's a very, like,
American type of.
And a very Swiss lady move that he didn't say, why don't you book a hotel?
Yeah.
A hostel. You fucking peasant. But like, that's can't afford, you can't afford a hotel, bro.
Me and Abba looked at each other like, did he say hostel?
It's kind of, to defend that guy though. It's kind of weird that she books a meeting that's in a cafe that she's talking loud on.
But she wasn't loud.
Computer.
We were loud, but she had headphones. They
but she
hear us.
Should have done that from her hotel room. Or
the Wi-Fi was fucked up.
Okay,
so that's why she's like, "Fuck, my Wi-Fi's fucked up. They're meeting. I want to join them." You know. So she tried. She did the right thing in trying to join us. Plus, there was people sitting all around her, their tables, and there was like two people. So they're talking to each other. So she's talking to a screen. What's the problem?
Yeah, like
you're allowed to. Hold on. So you're allowed to go out there, and if you want, you're like, today I identify as a chair, and everybody's like, that's cool. But her, she's like, I'm talking to my friends via Skype, my real friends. This is not imaginary. And you're like, you're a crazy bitch. Go to a hostel.
But it's just like having a conversation with a person across the table. It's the same thing.
What is this society coming?
If you maintain the same level,
yeah.
Man, it's like what we were saying yesterday. If This shit doesn't happen to us.
Oh no, yeah, nobody would say
but
that
I
to
wish,
me.
Yeah,
yeah, because you're big.
Crack
dudes.
Him, yeah, crack
yeah.
him across the face of the laptop.
yeah, yeah.
What you say, motherfucker? Yeah.
you fucking just hit him with your laptop.
Because Poseidon's seen, because I don't know what it looks like. I just know what it feels like. But he's seen what it looks like when that happens to me. Because I go from, my face changes. It goes from 0 to 150 in a second. And people get shocked because they don't see it coming. So Poseidon has seen it many times.
To me, it's funny.
But if I would see it, I would laugh too because I could feel it. You know, just like, what the fuck? And it's just like, what the shit? Why are his eyes open? Like, what the? Because I know it scares people too because I'm a big guy.
You literally go from like this to...
I'm like an animal. It's my defense mechanism.
And was this guy like? Did she tell him to fuck off?
No, that's the thing. Because she got because everybody was looking at her. After you get nervous, you get embarrassed. You're alone at that. That's why we got mad because we're so far away. It's not like I could go across the street to the cafe. I was like, motherfucker.
Oh, you should have told her. Put your headphones on that guy. Just go. And then you just fucking tell him to fuck
imagine
off.
Imagine you would have intimidated and emasculated another man
over
from
Skype.
Like, over Skype.
He doesn't know where I am. Yeah. I'm like, you want me to come down there? I'm 2 blocks away. You want me to fuck come down there?
That would have been fun.
I'll show you how quiet that cafe will get.
Yeah, plus, like I don't, people in West Hollywood aren't used to confrontation.
No, they don't like it.
Not at all.
They like the fake confrontation.
Yeah.
Can you go to a hostel? Just say go to a hotel. Yeah. Can you go home? Why would you say can you go to a hostel?
Go to a hostel.
Yeah, that's such a weird
thing. Why do you assume that? That's like somebody's like, hey, you know there's a good place to eat around here? Yeah, how about the fucking soup kitchen? Like,
yeah.
Who says that?
But that's calling her poor.
Yeah,
that's saying...
That's him being aggressive.
Peasant.
Yeah.
Listen, peasant, we're fucking trying to drink our chai latte or whatever the fuck they drink.
You think I'm going to shove this avocado on my ass with you talking to that computer? You're very distracting. This is a delicate process.
Yeah, what a fucking piece of shit.
Yeah, these LA people.
What a fucking piece of shit.
Yeah, we're making our LA enemies.
We are.
That's how it goes.
We got the fucking... We got the gay cafe mafia.
Yeah. Just go down and slap him for no reason. Was it you? Did you tell my friend to go to a hostel? I don't know you, sir. Poseidon?
Si.
You do? Are you going to keep the stash finally?
For a bit.
Do you know why? You know why I held out this long? And people are wondering, why is this shot going so long? Are they giving us an extra special bit? I am. We did a Pentel's Live on Sunday, and Poseidon said he has a very juicy story for the shot.
Oh, really?
Remember the pimp that visits his place of business very much?
Yeah.
And gets cars all the time? Well, his pimp apparently worked out a deal with Poseidon to get back into the whore game. Discount cars for discount whores. Poseidon, take it away.
No, basically, I'm going to be going once a month. Yeah. Okay.
What's the deal?
I'll be taken care of.
Right, in exchange for?
Deals.
So he gives cars. You deals on human beings? And you deals on cars.
Hold on.
So
slow
with
the fuck
your
down,
hookers,
bro.
You
slow
get
the fuck
you,
down, bro.
You book a
shit, bro.
You book.
Wait, am I wrong?
I'm not in the slave trade, bro. Relax.
No, but am I wrong?
I'm just saying, when you go to the whorehouse, you book a midsize, and then he upgrades it to luxury.
Yeah,
basically. Yeah, basically.
Yeah. Right.
I won't pay for the rooms, type of shit.
What? So you don't pay for the rooms, but you still pay for the prostitute.
Obviously, I tip her. You know.
But just tip.
Yeah.
So that's it.
That's pretty. Yeah.
So
and if I take
so
an hour,
you know what
hours.
That means too? Because he, since it isn't a product and he's not like, okay, I buy this, it costs me this much. Now you're not paying the prostitute.
No,
and,
I am.
And then
I am.
She just goes, he goes, this is my friend, he's going to fuck you. I don't want him, you fucking bitch.
No.
Okay.
So in reality, you are in the sex slave trade.
Yeah.
No. I am going to pay the girl.
You're not.
No,
you're just going to
tip
her, you said.
Yeah, but that's how it works.
How much do you tip?
Like 100 to 200, depending on the services. But that's standard procedure.
A standard
regardless
is a $200 tip?
Well, depending on what you do with her.
Jesus.
Really?
What are you doing to her?
God damn. That's
Listen,
a good job.
Well, I got fucked over last year. I need you to do my taxes.
Fuck, that's a good job, though. $200 tip. And how much do you give her before the tip?
Nothing.
Now he's going to get
nothing.
No. I never used to give anything
that's
beforehand.
That's not a tip. That's how much you pay her.
So you're still
paying.
Yeah.
So your deal is getting the exact same deal as everyone else.
They call it a tip.
No. Okay. Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on. You don't understand what we're saying. What is in this for you? You're giving him a discount, and you said he's giving you a discount. And then you said he's basically not giving you a discount.
No, if I go in there, I take 2 hours, I don't pay for the room.
What do you mean?
But you said you don't pay for the room.
Yeah.
So
no,
the only
you always
thing,
pay for the room. You always have to pay for the
how
room.
How much is the room?
Yeah.
Like 60 to 80 bucks an hour.
So you're basically saving 60 to 80 bucks,
but you're still spending 200.
And you're ruining a young
and
girl's
you're
life.
Having,
I'm not. I'm blessing her life, bro.
And then you have to wipe jizz off all
that's
the
some
fucking
hyperbole
seats.
In that.
What kind of cars does he rent?
Oh, like luxury shit.
Like real luxury or pimp luxury? Like a Chrysler 300?
No. Like the usual Beamers.
Okay.
Caddies.
Oh, shit. So imagine the fucking poor people that go and they're like, I'm going to fucking rent something fancy. I'll rent a BMW, Mercedes. And then they're sitting in jizz and
yeah.
fucking
is that
ass
a condom?
Juice.
And then Poseidon's like, yeah, we yeah. promote safe sex here.
Yeah. Fuck, I don't pay for the room, though.
Yeah. No, that's why I don't pay for the room.
All I have to do is pay a tip. But how much is it usually? It's free.
Yeah, could you imagine if they say, tell them, you don't have to pay for the room. Why is that? You have to bring your own. You have to fuck her in the car. That's why you're not paying for the room.
Go fuck her in a hostel.
Yeah. Sir, can you please take her to a hostel? Do you get to at least pick the girl?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Well, geez, what do you mean, of course? Why are you of making course. It sound like we've all been there together?
You're making
and we've
it seem like this is a very standard fucking car yeah. rental.
It is. It just it's not going to cost me as much as it usually does.
Okay.
And how long do you think it'll take before your bosses find out and you lose your job?
They can't
find out what
that there's you're sort of giving free cars to pimps.
I'm not giving free.
No, no,
it's not
good
free.
Deals.
You're giving
yeah,
good deals.
The man is still paying.
Yeah, so basically he's using his maximum ability. So they let you give max discount to whoever you want. This is the max
okay.
you can give. He's giving that guy the max discount because that other guy is giving him the max discount. So both of them within their own professions are doing the maximum legal thing they can.
Yeah,
to help each other
yeah.
out.
Except the other guy, there's nothing legal. Oh, look, this is legally the best I can do, but that's illegal what you do. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Look, I'm gonna let you fuck her for free, and then if she says something, I'm not gonna murder her because that's not legal.
Yeah, he's like, but that's not legal. He's like, no, you understand it. The maximum legal thing that I'm willing to do is this. It's severely illegal, but I'm not willing to go further than this. This is the limit. It'll be so funny if Poseidon gets there and there's a girl. She hears in the back, no. No, please, not him again. No. And then she comes out with a bruise in the eye. And Poseidon's like, so you want to be here? Yes. So much. Well, that's the
that's
shot
it.
For this week. That's what you're getting. If you want more of this and uncensored, head over to Compound
Media.
Was
this a censored version?
This is the censored version.
Is it?
Yeah.
The goddamn FCC.
Censored.
Yeah.
Head over to CompoundMedia.com. You use promo code Canada20 to let them know that me and Mike sent you, as well as Poseidon, evidently. And head over to MikeWard.ca to check out Mike Ward's tour dates. I know a lot of Montrealers have been very eager to watch Mike Ward. They didn't know that he had added extra dates to his Club Soda shows, which he did, and most of them sold out pretty fast. I don't
yeah.
know if there's any left. I was on the site the other day because my buddy was asking
yeah.
if he wanted to take his girlfriend to
I
come see you.
I have 16 sold-out shows, and the other – I still have 9 left that there are a couple of tickets, but they're going to sell out. Like in the next week or
yeah,
two.
Yeah, by the time. So I got to find out about those. I can tell my buddies to get tickets to those shows. Everybody's eager to watch it. I got to see it twice, and I laughed harder the second time, which is strange to say, but I think it's because I had a better seat. Because the first
okay.
time I was uncomfortable because I was on the side. So it's fucking the best show you're going to watch right now, Montreal. I don't know who
perfect.
Else is doing that kind of show. So yeah, MikeWard.ca, PentelsComedy.com, Poseidon, youporn.com/trans, and that's it. That's all you're getting.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.